Good morning and welcome to episode 58 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 24th of March 2021 and today's episode is Broken Sound Setup. Tomorrow it's the big day. It's the day of the keynote I talked so much about and spent quite a lot of time into figuring out how to do to up the production value. And yesterday there was a little bit of a panic. I did some last minute rehearsals and I didn't have a sound. So I set everything up technically. The only thing I didn't have enabled was really the cameras, but everything else in the chain was set up. And I started the virtual camera and everything and went into the Zoom meetings. And there was no sound. And of course, since it's just a few days now left until the keynote, you can imagine a little bit of the panic I got. But I understood what was going on. And essentially, if I were on a Mac, I would probably have a very easy way to solve it. But just to let you understand a little bit how my setup works, I need to tell you how I've set up. So I have a Windows machine, a dedicated Windows machine that I will be using for streaming and for these kind of things. So on that machine, I use OBS, and that is the whole reason I have a Windows machine. And that is that OBS works better on Windows and can use hardware acceleration and things like that. I haven't got that to work at all on my Mac well. So it's a real hog when I run it on Mac. So that's the reason I choose to have a dedicated machine for the streaming services. And while I am doing this streaming, I'm connecting my Rodecaster, my mixer essentially, where I have all the audio equipment hooked up into this machine via USB. So the Windows machine then gets like a new sound card, and that's the Rode mixer. So I have this mic I'm talking in now. I'm also going to connect my lavalier microphones that I'm going to use while I'm having the keynote. So that works really well, and I have no problems getting the sound into the Rodecaster. And on the OBS setup, I also have some video streaming, movie streamings, I would say, some files that I'm showing, and there's sound on these files. And this sound should also go out into the stream, of course. So that's why I want to have all the sound into OBS, because then OBS mixes this finally. But when I then use the OBS virtual camera to get the stream out of OBS, that is just a picture. There is no audio at all. And of course, that is a really big problem. So I started up Zoom. I found the OBS video camera where I have my stream, but there is no sound. So if I were on a Mac, I would be able to fix this fairly easily. It would just be to set up like a virtual device. I could use something like Soundflower or one of the other applications that are very similar to Soundflower that solves these kind of issues. But the streaming box is Windows, and I don't really know how to do it there. So I needed to start to look around, and I found a tool called VoiceMeter. And VoiceMeter wasn't that straightforward to set up, so there is multiple different versions on the site. I will link to the VoiceMeter site. It's a free application, so you can use it without paying anything. And I downloaded the first one that is just called VoiceMeter, and I couldn't get it to work. I don't know if it was a problem with the software or if OBS was a little bit buggy. I think it could have been OBS as well. But later on, I downloaded the VoiceMeter Banana, which is very similar to the other one. It's just bigger. There's more channels to it. And there is also one called VoiceMeter Potato. And that one they want you to donate to use. But it's way too big for my use case. There is the main difference is that there's just more channels. So you can route more sources. And I had issues setting this up, but I found a really good video on YouTube, and I'm going to link that video in the show notes, so you can fairly easily find it. And if you want to try this out, you can use that. But I think I worked a 1.5 hour with this problem, and now it works, and that is nice. And this voice meter is actually a virtual mixer, so I can also handle the levels and things like that a little bit on the machine. And if you want to do like recordings of Skype calls and things like that, this could also be a way to do it, because there is a recorder built into Voice Meter Banana. So I can definitely recommend it. And if you need to do these kind of audio routing things, Voice Meter is a great tool for it. Tomorrow's episode will most likely be released later in the day, because the keynote is first thing in the morning. And when I have the keynote, that's when I usually record this episode. So the episode will come out, but later. So, and if it doesn't come out, it was a terrible keynote. So that could be a good sign. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, feel free to go into iTunes and give me a review. Or tell friends, family, and colleagues about my podcast, because that would help it to grow and that would make me happy. So until tomorrow, have a great day. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.